The death toll in California continues to rise. There are now at least 13 dead after a number of fires started over the weekend, burning more than 100,000 acres. The fires are burning north of the San Francisco Bay Area, in and around Santa Rosa, and the wine country. Joining us now with more is Brian Watt of KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Jeremy.
And what is the latest on the fire at this point, and what's still burning?
Well, the latest numbers that we have is that this fire has displaced at least 20,000 residents, people who had to evacuate their homes. And late last night, there were new evacuations in Santa Rosa, which is the neighborhood that has sustained the most damage. At this point, there is no containment. We've gotten nothing from fire officials that suggest they've gotten a handle on these fires. And so there's a lot of information that people are waiting to hear.
What do we know at this point about how this fire started?
Very little. Investigators are out everywhere trying to figure that out. We know that it started suddenly, very, very much unexpectedly. But because of the wind, it whipped up and there were firewalls as high as 100 feet. And it took a lot of people by surprise, people caught in remote neighborhoods, essentially having to evacuate without necessarily being told to evacuate by authorities.
Now, we were remembering this morning that it's actually been a very wet year in California, a lot of snow in the mountains. It's perhaps surprising that we're seeing such a vicious fire right now.
I don't know how surprised fire officials would be by that, because we have actually had a very, very hot summer in Northern California. And this really is when fire season really, really gets going in earnest in California, is what we're starting to look forward to, crisp temperatures in other parts of the country. But actually, it gets pretty warm.
Right.
And with all of the fuel that grew by all of the water that we got during the winter, that fuel still dried out during the summer with the summer heat, continues to dry out, and it is essentially waiting to be ignited.
Now, you and your colleagues have been hearing from people who had to evacuate their homes. What are you hearing from evacuees?
Well, we're hearing from people who do not know whether their homes have been destroyed or not. We also know that one county got more than 100 missing persons reports, people calling a hotline that the Sonoma County government had set up for people to call and report missing persons. They got more than 100 people missing. And so people are living in a state of uncertainty. I know there are dozens of shelters that were set up across Sonoma and Napa counties. Even one in Marin County, which does not have fire damage, had 400 people. That's 50 miles away from the fire zone. People driving to Marin County, 400 people slept there last night.
Well, and even where you are in San Francisco, you can smell the smoke.
Yes, it's actually gotten palpable here in the KQED studios. That's also a good 50 miles from where the fires are burning. You can smell smoke. The smoke advisory from air officials in the Bay Area was still on here at this hour. Masks are being handed out. I think as early as yesterday morning, I was walking in San Francisco and I started to see people wearing surgical masks to protect themselves from smoke inhalation, a full 50 miles from the fire zone.
Well, and when you look at where the fire has hit the hardest, we're hearing about, a hotel being destroyed in Santa Rosa. I saw that the Charles Schulz Museum, Charles Schulz of Peanuts fame, is still okay, but perhaps the family home has been destroyed. A lot of reports of just buildings that are no longer there.
Well, a lot of damage is being done by this fire. There's still a lot being assessed. We have to mention wine country, Napa and Sonoma. The wine associations out there are still waiting to assess the damage. They're not just worried about crops, harvests of this year, but wine casks where wine is aging, perhaps destroyed. This is something that the wine industry expects to cripple them. And if you think about Mendocino County, where, well, there's another W word we're known for out here in California, which is weed, Mendocino
right.
County. So, this is an industry that's kind of waiting to go legit here in California, starting at the first of the year. And they could be losing crops to this fire as well.
That's Brian Watt of KQED in San Francisco with the latest on the fire. Brian, thank you.
You're welcome.